we have a collective risk. We have a risk of losing our business, and the same applies to you as far as the tender is concerned. We don't think it's something you should worry about. In fact, for me, I don't know how well you know of this development. I don't know if you knew about it before now. But we felt it would be irresponsible that, because some of this information is in the public domain, we felt it would be inappropriate that you hear this kind of such material information you don't hear from us, and you hear it from whoever the source might be, and it might even be a distorted information. We don't think you should panic at all. We are not panicking. We think it is what it is. We have to tender for that business. But if you look at all of the metrics that we hope people will look at in terms of what we've done, the impact we've had on the scheme, we don't think there's a chance of not winning that tender. So some of the rumors that we hear about why the scheme is even being forced to work tender is that some of this agenda is driven by some people who sit at the board of area for obviously their own interests. And so if that is true, you have a much bigger risk that you're sitting with a scheme whose board is no more independent, whose board is now being controlled by other people in the background. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be in, as you know. Because now you start compromising governance, you start, sitting as a board that really has no interest in the scheme, and by extension, the members. You would be very irresponsible, obviously, not to be concerned about this kind of thing, right? I think we should all be concerned. The discussion with you is pertinent to the extent that some of these things collectively we can control. And that is the people who, so there are a few people who, there are a few vacancies, if you like, at the board of LA Health today. There are people who are up for renewal, there are new people who will be elected to the board. Now, if the rumors about some people trying to control the board is important, it's true, it follows that we also have to make sure that the people who end up on the LA Health board are ethical people, are people who have the interest of the scheme at heart. It goes without saying, right? So our request is to please help us make sure that there are certain people who join the board of LA Health, because we think that they are ethical, we think that they will represent the interest of the scheme more than their own interest. As you know, the people who nominate the trustees, to a large extent, are your members. Your clients are the people who nominate trustees to the board. So what we're asking you to do is really, we are happy to provide you with the names of the people that we want to ensure make it to the board of the area. Some of them are there, they are just being renewed. And so we are pretty much basing ourselves on the Imatu ticket. You guys know that we have a partnership with Imatu. Imatu has put out a few names that they want to put onto the board of LA Health. And we kind of would like to see those people joining the board. And so we are doing this through, obviously, Imatu, through their own structures. But also importantly, we want to reach out to you to please, through your interaction with your clients, help them navigate that world and help them make sure that the right people are nominated to the board of LA Health. And hopefully we maintain the independence of the board as it is.
What is a GM?
Second?
Well, a GM. Germany, international football.
Well, I mean, you know, the AGM is, I don't know when the AGM is actually, I don't know, Tony, if you know, we can confirm that for you. I don't know what it is, but I've attended a few of those. I don't know what happens in those meetings, quite frankly. Firstly, because you have a few hundred people attending those meetings, and half the time, the people who are there are people who have, you know, their own personal graphs, because as an elderly person, and their chronic condition is not added into. So, I mean, they are quite superfluous to a large extent. I mean, I don't think, and they are meaningful, to be honest with you. And I say that with absolute respect to the people who attend. I've only ever been to a few, and I don't know what they do. I mean, I think in the past, you probably needed 400 or 500 nominations to become a board member. But it's a big business today. So there are people with vested interest on that board today. We don't have to sugarcoat stuff. It is what it is. Early health has become an incredibly lucrative business. It's a very big business for Discovery. So if we lost that business, we would have lost a really, really lucrative business for our business. And of course, the livelihood of brokers is likely to be under threat. Of course, depending on where that book is going. The rumor that we're hearing, and I want to emphasize that it's a rumor. The rumor that we hear is that the people who are targeting the early health business is Sechao. And so if we have a situation where these guys are allowed to participate here, I don't see why they wouldn't do it here. I don't know why they wouldn't be able to call all of their members here into a room and say, from here onwards, this is your broker. And at a stroke of a pen, you've lost the business. So the stakes are high. The stakes are high here. I don't think anybody today will join LA Health Board on 300 members, on 300 nominations. So I'm asking us to protect what collectively we have built over the last few years. And ensure that we can look ourselves in the mirror and say we are part of an ethical business. And that is in your hands, through your members. I'm not supposed to have this discussion with you, obviously, because Discovery can't be seen to be participating as an administration company. We can't be seen to be participating or meddling in the elections. But I felt that you need to appreciate the background, because you don't always know what's happening behind closed doors. So, but this is not only just an information sharing exercise. I am coming to you, cap in hand, asking you to help us protect our collective businesses. It will be
undercover.
We are not going to send anything electronic. When Tandega asked what this meeting should be called, I don't know what she said. But we can't be seen involved at all for the reasons that I've just said to you. The second reason I wanted to chat to you about was our funeral business. You know, we launched our funeral business a few years ago, and it had all sorts of issues because we were new in that space. And I think over the last couple of years, we kind of, at the very least, built some understanding of the funeral business. And so, I mean, we have just under 30,000 today. We do about 40 million a year. We get 80% of our business via stop order, which is great. And again, if you look at the persistency of our debit order business versus our stop order, I mean, so it's intuitive. You kind of know what to expect. The stop order, the persistency is far better than debit order. So we do about 40 million. We think we can reach 100 million. 100 million a year. And we think that to be able to do that, we have to come back to you again and ask for your involvement. So where we are today is, as you know, I mean, we've deliberately made the funeral business very unattractive for yourselves in terms of how we pay you commission, right? I mean, we paid over 4 years. It's really unattractive. So what we want to eventually do is we want to ring fence the LA Health Brokers only and open up the funeral, sorry, the commission, the upfront commission to funeral, to LA Health Brokers. And there are many reasons for us to do that. One is obviously because the bulk of your business sits in the municipalities, right? That's the first thing. The second thing is that, I mean, if you think about it, the people who interact mainly with the members at induction are yourselves. So the minute they leave your hands, we're going to compete with Metropolitan, we're going to compete with whoever else, isn't it?
Old Mutual Sunland.
But we think that our chances of success are much higher. Because remember, at that point, the first interaction with an LA Health or with a municipality client is at a broker level. Before, because we are not allowed there, our agents are not allowed there, none of that stuff. So if you can intercept those people before anyone else and write them onto Discovery Funeral Cover, and we pay you upfront call for it, we think that our chances of doubling our business are much higher.